Hi there. The word for you today is, there's nobody like him. In Matthew 17, verse 5, we read, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." On the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses the lawgiver and Elijah, who represents the prophets, stood side by side with Jesus. But Jesus outshone them all. The Bible says in Mark 9, verse 3, his clothes shimmered, glistening white, whiter than any bleach could make them. In that moment, Jesus was God in his purest form. Awed by what he saw, Peter said, "Lord, if you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." It was a sincere comment, but it was sincerely wrong. Listen to what the Bible says, Matthew 17, verse 6. "While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him.'" The word beloved implies unique. In other words, there's no one else like Jesus. Not Moses, not Elijah, not Peter, not Zoroaster, not Buddha or Muhammad. No one in heaven or on earth. Three shrines would have made Moses and Elijah equal with Jesus, and God would have none of it. Only one shrine should be built because only one person on the mountain that day deserved to be worshipped. The Bible says, when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. Think about it. The one who hung the stars in space and left Pharaoh dead at the bottom of the Red Sea was standing right there in their midst. The sight of him took their breath away, removed every trace of arrogance, and caused them to finish up face down on the ground. Let me ask you, how long has it been since you felt such reverence for God?